WFPL gave Westport Middle School teacher Sarah Yost a recorder last year and asked her to keep an audio diary. Yost takes us through the first couple days of last year's first day of school, and she shows us the challenges of teaching that extend beyond the classroom.
Students, we've had another great day. You all are doing a wonderful job of following procedures and directions and meeting expectations, so I want to congratulate you on that.
So we've begun school at last. It's now the second day of school at Westport Middle. The eighth graders are doing a great job so far, filing to class and following their teacher's instructions. And we're really happy to have gotten to this point, because when we first came, it wasn't always this orderly. It can be really difficult when kids have had 8 years in school, 13 years of their lives of not having academic success, trying to make up those gaps and convince them that they are really truly capable. It's probably true at Westport that the reason why the students have acquired a growth mindset and believe that they can do it, or are coming to believe that they can achieve academically and starting to see themselves as college students, I really believe that that's because the teachers themselves have believed that it's possible to turn around a school, to take a school that, had this horrible reputation and was struggling with safety and with academics, and turn it into a place that where students want to be. It's the sound of the 5 o'clock buses. Although today was a good day, it was also kind of a hard day because one of my little students, one of my highest performers, just in terms of, what her raw talent is and how articulate she is and how effortlessly she can master the standards and do the work and how quickly she understands texts. But I'd noticed of late that her work was kind of going down the tubes. It was not very impressive. Things as simple as, she wasn't writing complete sentences when she was directed to, and her answers were scraping the surface and not, really comprehending the texts. And I pulled her into my classroom and I was like, what's going on with your work? Why the drop in performance instead of a growth like you would normally expect to see? And she just, sort of shrugged her shoulders at first, and then she just opened up. She's very articulate, so she was able to really get into the details of some of the things that are happening at home and just the stress that she's under, because she doesn't know, where to get food stamps, but there's no food at home. And her mom, is giving plasma twice a week, and that's what they're living on. And, she tries to hide the money from dad, who's an addict. I know there are services out there for her. She knows that there might be two, but she doesn't know how to access them. So luckily for us, we have a social worker from UofL who, through our UofL partnership, which has been great, works in our basement. And she's there there's two. And the one that I work closely with is there every other day. And luckily today was the day when she was there. And she was immediately able to come up to my room and give her some pointers about where in the Portland neighborhood she could go to find the services that she needs. It's just so much stress for a 14-year-old to be under. I told her, that this is what I'm here for, and this is why I got into education. This is why I specifically got into public education, was because there are students like her who have so much potential, so much raw talent and, crackling intelligence, but who, for whatever multitude of environmental reasons, got the bad deal. But we'll get her back on track, and we'll make sure that she is ready for high school and she's ready for that K-prep, because, when they judge us and we judge how we're doing, it all comes down to that test.